What was a teepee like inside? What tools did the occupants use? At Fort White Alive near Winnipeg in Canada, you can experience, for a couple of hours at least, the life of the original inhabitants of what is now Manitoba. Lisa Turner is one of the on-site experts at Fort White.
We do have a teepee encampment that we have here at Fort White. There are currently three teepees set up, and they are set up as a style of a Cree tribe. So each of those teepees are set up with the doors facing east, because everything originates from the east. So that teepee is facing east, so when you enter a teepee, you enter from the east, and you're actually going to be walking clockwise. You always start the way the sun rises and sets, so it moves in a clockwise manner, so that's how you move within a teepee as well. We try to get people to understand that the Aboriginals were a key component here on the prairie, so we want people to understand their heritage and why they are important. So we have interpreters who go out and explain the different roles of the teepee, the different meanings of the poles. So there are 13 poles in a teepee. Each pole represents one of the full moons of the year. Each of those poles are there to tell about what's happening at that point in the year, whether it is a bison hunt, whether the water is now flowing. So each thing in a teepee has a representation and a meaning to it. Like the teepee is the women's role. So the teepee is put up and taken down by a female of that grouping, and that's her role. That's her teepee. She is in control of it. We try to get people to understand the roles of our Aboriginals and why we think that they are such an importance that people need to understand and appreciate what they do here on the prairies and what they're still doing.
How did the bison fit into their lifestyles?
So the bison was a key role to our Aboriginal people. They got everything from the bison. Their homes, which were teepees, the outside was actually covered in bison hides. So it took about, in an average teepee, about 15 bison hides to cover it. So it was a big role in that. Their food supply was from the bison. Their clothing was made from bison pelts. If they were sewing, it came from bison sinew, so that's their ligaments that had been dried out. Pot, before the trade goods came across, they would actually use a bison stomach or a bison bladder to then hold those liquids over the fire and cook. So everything that they did, all the resources, came from the bison. So whether it was tools, hunting implements, they could get those all from the bison.
And how were they hunted?
So the bison were hunted in many different ways as time progressed. It went from spears, in a very close range, to the atlatl, which is a 10,000-year-old hunting technique, which is a spear and a throwing board that adds a longer range between the hunter and the bison, so up to about 100 yards. And then it went to the bow and arrow, and then eventually to the musket.
Why was it important to have a longer distance between yourself and the bison?
Once the atlatl came around, it was a way of increasing the distance between the hunter and the bison. Because when they were only using spears, the distance between the bison and the hunter was very, very close in proximity. So a lot of hunters actually died in the process. So when the atlatl came around and all the others after that, the distance between the hunter and the bison increased, and as well as their livelihood and their length of life. So people were actually getting older. People were surviving longer. So the atlatl is actually a form of hunting that was found around the world. We don't know where it necessarily originated from, but we do know that it was found all over the world, and it's about a 10,000-year-old hunting technique.
And then as settlers came into the area and so on, how did that change the way in which these people lived?
As we had our explorers come in, they were entering our area, they were actually able to do some hunting. So with that all happening, there was trades happening. So the Aboriginals were able to trade goods with the Europeans bringing across. So whether it was metal goods, they were bringing across muskets, sugar, all those goods. And in return, the furs that our Aboriginals were taking and processing, they would actually trade those for those new goods. And their livelihood was able to change in the sense that they got different implements that they didn't necessarily have to create themselves.
And in terms of the kind of clothing as well, you often see the clothing as being very colourful. Why is that?
Colourful because that represents who they are. Your colours represent you as well as those around you, and you want to make sure that you are being positive as well as very encouraging to others and having that opportunity to show who you are and show off who your grouping is as well, because they would be identified by your grouping or your family as well.
That's Lisa Turner from Fort White Alive near Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.